Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Nevada County is getting ready to welcome festival goers to take in more than 100 unique films with a common thread, reminding us of our relationship with nature and perhaps to inspire actions to preserve and restore the environment. The 21st annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival kicks off this Thursday, and the 5-day festival runs through Monday in both Grass Valley and Nevada City. And Cap Radio is among the list of sponsors. From adventure to activism, health, food, traveling, the ocean, getting up close to wildlife, there are plenty of films to choose from. Livia Campos de Menezes is the festival director and joins us with a preview of what to expect this year. Livia, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, thank you for making the time. A busy week for you. I watched the trailer for this year's festival, and there's such a wide selection of films to take in. But let's start from the beginning. What was the vision for starting this film festival 21 years ago?
So, yeah, the festival was founded by the South Yuba River Citizens League, which is a nonprofit here in Nevada City. And Circles won protection for 39 miles for the Yuba River. And then they wanted to celebrate this winning and decided to put a festival together. And this was 21 years ago. The festival has grown significantly since then. They started one night only. Today we have like 5 days fest. We also have a virtual component and a traveling fest. So we travel with the Wild and Scenic throughout the country.
Mm. The South Yuba River Citizens League, as you said, also known as Circle. I mean, they've been around for 40 years and the festival's been around for 21 years. I also learned that this festival is really the largest annual fundraiser for Circle. What do these proceeds go towards?
So Circle has several restoration projects here. We took care of the watershed, the Yuba River watershed. So we partner with different water agencies, with the Tahoe National Forest, some private companies, everything to restore the river and its watershed to the communities mm-hmm. around it.
What is the theme of this year's festival and how does it relate to all of the films that are being shown?
This year, the festival celebrates its 21st anniversary, as you mentioned, I always said, and Circle also celebrates its 40th anniversary. So for the theme, we chose community, and the lineup focuses on the importance of approaching challenges as a unified community and also reflects the significance of grassroots movements in protecting nature for future generations. That's why Circle was created 40 years ago, and many other nonprofits and organizations in the area exist. So the films that we are showing this year will reflect all of that, the importance of bringing people together or animals together. We have, for instance, films where elephants and termites work together to establish their environments.
Yeah, we're all connected. When it comes to the attendance, who goes to the Wild and Scenic Film Festival?
I mean, we have people from all over the country coming. We have filmmakers from the East Coast, from several other places. We have international filmmakers joining us, and attendees come from the communities around us. We have a lot of people from the Bay Area. As you probably know, Nevada City and Grass Valley are very charming gold rush towns in the Sierra foothills. So it's a short drive from Sacramento, for instance. So if you can, you can come, spend a day, go back to Sacramento, or just enjoy the weekend with us. And yeah.
Yeah, I love that area. And it's so easy to hop between Grass Valley and Nevada City, you know, along Highway mm-hmm. 49. Given that this festival has grown to more than 100 films to take in, you're talking about people coming from all over the world and the country. What does that say about the reputation this film festival has gained in the past more than two decades?
Yeah, we are considered one of the most important environmental and adventure films, eco-adventure films in the country. So our team is pretty proud of this, and we showcase films from different filmmakers, be them big filmmakers. So we have like an Oscar nominee playing this year, All That Breathes, but also a lot of indie filmmakers who otherwise will not find distribution that easy.
How do you recommend people experience this 5-day long film festival? Because, you know, it's exciting to hear that there's over 100 films. That could also be a little overwhelming if you're just, you know, trying to coordinate which ones to go see and when.
Yeah, I think the best way is go online. Our website is very user friendly. So wildandscenicfilmfestival.org, you'll find the program online, you'll find the schedule with all the films. And we are a very small town, so it's very easy to go from one venue to the other. We will have a free shuttle running through Nevada City and Grass Valley. So sometimes it can be challenging to find parking. So maybe arrive early, find your parking, and just go hop on the shuttle to go to different venues in different towns.
I would imagine, since you're expecting people from out of town bouncing between Nevada City and Grass Valley, that this also offers a boost to surrounding local businesses.
Yes, that's true. Thank you for bringing that up. That was actually one of the reasons why they decided to have this festival during the winter time. It started because we're very close to Lake Tahoe, but we don't have ski resorts in our area. So it was a slow time period for our economy, and bringing thousands of people to the communities here really boost the economy. So yeah, that was a very important reason why we decided to have the festival during the winter time.
Yeah, and this is the first time in 2 years that this festival is going to be held in person. There's also a virtual option as well. What went into this hybrid decision?
It's a very different experience. I love watching films in any way, but I think when you are in the theater and you're laughing together, you're crying together, and then, or you are in line just saying, hey, I just watched this film, it's great, it's playing again, you can watch it. So it's a more community experience. But we recognize that also because we were offering this virtual fest for 2 years, people in other regions who cannot afford coming here would still be able to enjoy if we have a virtual component, or someone who is not comfortable to be in crowds and reached out to us saying, hey, I really would enjoy if you could offer the virtual component again. So that's why it's not the entire fest, but we're playing 51 films online, and people will be able to watch them starting on February 19th to the 26th.
So they get more time.
So they get more time, yeah.
Because they're just fitting it into their busy lives. Yeah, and it's not only films, right? There are also non-films experiences to take in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several non-film programming on Saturday and Sunday. We have different kinds of workshops, panel discussions. We have youth workshops. There is a great one happening on Sunday morning, stop motion for beginners, for really young kids who want to learn more about animation and how to create films. And they are all for free. So people can go online, check the schedule, and they will see what are the non-film programming happening on Saturday and Sunday.
What do you hope people take away from this year's festival?
I'm a true believer that films can change the world. That's why we created this festival. That's why we think that films will inspire them. So, yeah, I believe that people will feel inspired to act, not only watch the films, but bring these ideas to their communities, talk to those who can also want to make a difference in their communities and implement the things that they learned here. Sometimes it takes just a small idea, something that you saw in a movie to make a real change. So that's what we are looking forward to. with the films.
Given that this is the first time in 2 years that you'll be welcoming in attendance in person, what kind of turnout are you expecting on Thursday through Monday?
In 2020, we had around 8,000 people in this community. We are 3,000 people town, so you can imagine how busy we were. Yeah, exactly. And we are expecting something similar. Just attending other film festivals, people are really looking forward to festing again in person. So we are prepared. We are in more than 10 venues this year in Nevada City and Grass Valley. And we believe that it will be similar to what we had in the golden days of 2020, 2019, 2020.
Livia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Vicky. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.
Same as well. Livia Campos de Meneses is the festival director for the 21st annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival, which takes place Thursday through Monday in Grass Valley and Nevada City. Cap Radio is among the list of sponsors as well. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Crown Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.